Welcome back to another podcast episode. This is a little bit different. It's called Business Breakfast in Bedhead. I actually do these live calls on Instagram weekday mornings at 8 a.m.-ish. That's 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So if you're Pacific, 7 a.m. If you're Eastern, 10 a.m. I would love for you to come live and hang out with me at them. But, you know, it's always 8 a.m.-ish because, you know, your girl's got to sleep sometimes. And I was getting so much feedback from everyone that they loved it, but sometimes they missed it and it'd be nice to listen to it that, I mean, why don't I put it here on the podcast? So if you don't already follow me over on Instagram at Dawn Bradley Hair, DawnBradleyHair, I should have made a song about that. Go follow me there because then you can take part in these live calls and actually correspond, like it's like writing a letter old fashioned. You can actually chat with me there and be live on these. But if you can't make them, no sweat. Now they're going to be here. So welcome to Business Breakfast and Bedhead. Buckle up, friend, and let's dive in. Good morning. This morning, I'm going to share with you how to get new clients and get fully booked without having to post on Instagram. And I'm so excited to share this with you because I know you're sick of trying to. Why is this? I'm getting the pause due to poor connection again, and it frustrates me so much. So if you've ever felt like the Instagram game is just something that you hate keeping up with, this is the best live for you to be on, and I'm so excited. So if we haven't met before, my name's Dawn Bradley. This is Business Breakfast Embedded. I go live weekday mornings here on Instagram to chat with you, not at you. So I want to talk with you in the comments. So go ahead and say your name, where you're tuning in from, and I want to get to know you this morning. And if you didn't know, if you missed some of these lives, they go over connection. I don't know how much it's pausing for you guys. It does this at my house sometimes, pause due to poor connection. It's really frustrating, but I'm going to keep going because it only pauses for a couple seconds. But you can go listen to these lives on the Anxious Creative Podcast, wherever you listen into podcasts. And first things first, before I show you how you can get fully booked without having to post on Instagram, I want to assure you guys that this is a judgment-free zone where we can show up real, raw, honest, and vulnerable together, knowing that we're all in different places. Just give me a yes in the comments that you are willing to, for this to be a judgment-free zone, meaning free from judgment of other people and where they're at and free of judgment of yourself and where you're at. And stop being so hard on yourself. Kick that inner mean girl voice to the curb. Just give me a yes in the comments and let me go ahead and say good morning to you all this morning. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Caitlin. We got AR. Oh, I always like butcher your guys' handles. Brie Linker does hair. Good morning, Victoria. Jamie from San Diego, California. Coco from New York. We've got Hair by Heart NC in North Carolina. Madison from Dallas, Texas. Callie from Colorado. Rayanne from Saskatchewan, Canada. Good morning, good morning, good morning from Napa Valley. Hi, Diva Dixie. Good morning and welcome, you guys. Okay, so let's get into it. We've got lots of yeses. This is going to be a judgment-free zone. And before I go into it, if you are live, this is so frustrating. There is a question box down here. If you have a question that comes up while I'm talking, make sure to put the question in there so I can make sure to come bring it up because sometimes I don't always see all the comments. Okay, so how to get fully booked with clients without having to post on social media. Before I go into this, I want to share with you a story. In 2014, I moved to a brand new city where I knew no one. I had no connections here. I didn't have a plan. I didn't even know. I don't know if this is record. I don't even know if it records while I'm doing that. I didn't have a plan. And I thought maybe I had been self-employed for 4 years. I was like, maybe I should go get a job again. Like that's probably the best way to get a clientele. And then I thought, no, I'm going to do this Instagram thing. So after like probably 2 weeks, which felt like forever at the time, because like, I was like, I don't have a job. Like, what am I doing? I decided to ask my landlord if I could put a sink in my basement. I didn't love where I lived. I didn't love, like the basement wasn't cute. I didn't love the house. I will share with you guys is that you have to be stubborn about your goals and flexible about your approach. And a lot of times we get stubborn about our approach. No, it has to be in a salon suite. No, it has to be like this. And then we sacrifice our goal. And I knew I wanted to be able to pay myself, to be able to pay my rent, to pay my bills. So I'm like, you know what? I don't love the idea of working from home. So anyway, I was like, I got to get fully booked. I don't know anyone in this city and I need to get clients ASAP. And I thought about going out and handing out my card everywhere, which in my career, sorry, you guys, it keeps doing pause due to poor connection. I don't know if it's because I have scaffolding and everything around my house here. I'm going to keep going with it because it pauses for like a couple seconds. And so I'm going to go handle my cards, which works. And that's how I've built my clientele, you know, 6 different times on 3 different continents over the course of the over 2 decades that I've been in industry. But Instagram was this new thing. And I thought, what if I want to be working 8 hours a day? Like the goal is to have 8 hours of clients a working day for me. So what if I spent those 8 hours finding a way to get new clients?
And here's the thing, is I was posting on social media, but I wasn't posting very much, but I was using Instagram as my portfolio. So I made sure in my bio that I had where I was located, and I said, click the link to book now. And my portfolio, all my pictures at the time, so my face was my profile. I wanted people to know who I was, right? And so I made sure that my face was my profile picture so they knew that it was me that they were connecting with. And then my posts were my portfolio mixed in with some posts of my face, so people felt like they knew me before they booked in with me, because people want to feel comfort and know who they're connecting with. But really, my Instagram feed was just a portfolio at the time of hair that people may want. And so I didn't focus on, because I knew that doing great hair isn't what connects people. You could be the best hairstylist, and if nobody knows you exists, what does it matter how many times you post? Or, you know, I know I have other service providers. You could do the best nails, you could do the best lashes, and you could keep posting it. But if nobody sees it, nobody's going to book in with you. And so what I did is I didn't worry. And this is 2014, when there wasn't reels, there weren't stories. It was all like, you know, it was like Instagram was a very different thing. But this is, yes, I posted, but I didn't worry about the frequency. What I did for those eight hours, and I was fully booked within 12 weeks, is that I went and looked up local stores and looked at who connected with them. And I connected on their profiles. I got off of my Instagram and I went out and went onto other people's Instagram. And that's why my handle is Dawn Bradley Hair. Because when people see the hair, if they see my comment on the local, when someone sees my comment on the local coffee place, it's not just Dawn Bradley and like, oh, just some person. It's like hair. Oh, I wonder. Oh, I've been looking for a new hairdresser. Click. You know, it makes that connection. So my handle, having what I do. And a lot of times we get so creative. We want to be creative, but you just need to be clear. And so Dawn Bradley Hair, it's like, oh, like she must have something to do with hair. And so my handle all gave people like an immediate like, oh, this is what they did. And then my comments, you know, I would just connect and connect. But then I would also like, oh, this is the kind of coffee shop that the kind of person that I want to book with me would go to. I'd look through their followers and I was intentional. Intent is really important. I went and wrote down the handles of a bunch of people that I thought what I would like to have as clients. And then I would go to their pages. And if they were public, I would start connecting with them, liking, commenting, going back days and days. And I was how you would hand out cards, but I was doing it virtually and I could do it in my pajamas. I remember my boyfriend coming home at lunch and being like, you're still in your pajamas. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like getting people. And so I eventually connected with quite a few local people. And then I held a contest. And because I was out there showing people who I was, like I see so many people run contests and then like nobody engages with it. It's because nobody knows that nobody's seeing your post. So don't even worry about posting social media to be effective for you. Worry less. And I know this is contrary to so many other people's advice. And I'm not saying there's other advice is invalid. It's totally valid. And if you have the time and space, but if it stresses you out to think of something new or I have to do this dance, like, no, you don't have to. Treat it as your portfolio. Make sure people like have a post about you that people can find within the first like six posts that they can see, like introducing who you are and why you do. And then go out and connect with people and make sure you have where you live in your bio, where you work. So people know. I can't tell you how many times I click on someone and I'm like, oh, their stuff's awesome. Where do they work? I can't even tell. I go to their website. Doesn't even say. I mean. Right? Because sometimes we're so, and I don't want you guys to get upset at yourself for this. Sometimes we're so close to our own shit. Don't we think, duh, of course. Yeah, it keeps saying pause due to poor connection and I'm just going with it. It keeps pausing and I think it's because of all the construction happening at my house. And so I want to open it up now to any questions you guys might have. There's a question box down here that you can tap and put a question in. I've been comments in here, but does this resound with you? Does this give you kind of a sigh of relief of going, oh my goodness, I've been focusing on thinking I have to come up with trendy things or it has to be a carousel post. And like, as a local service provider, you don't need to have to worry about doing trending things to get on the explore page. You just want people to know that you exist in your local area. And so majority of the social media advice out there isn't for the service provider. And that's why you need to kind of look at it differently. And I'm like, maybe I should do a whole series on this. Is how to use Instagram for the service provider. I love the idea of looking at. And so instead of stressing yourself out and hide, so many people hide behind social media. Well, yeah, when my client's processing, I go and I look and I post and it's like, I don't care how good your posts are. Like nobody's seeing them. It's like, I don't care how good the work is that you do inside your business. If nobody knows that you exist and is walking into your business, if you don't have a good signage, which is like your handle, right? Your handle and then your bio. If you don't have good signage, nobody's going to walk in. I don't care how pretty your feed is. I don't care how many, you know, even likes or comments you're getting on things. If people aren't coming into your store and doing business with you, it doesn't matter. Yes, thank you. Makes so much sense, right? And so I'm really thinking, I know I got the yes from you guys. I really want to do a workshop on this, like more in depth and help you guys walk through it. I'm a salon owner, two new stylists. I have a salon handle and they have personal. Love the way this doubts. How do I connect them to the salon? You can have people collaborate on posts with you. So when you do a post, you add, it's like when you tag people, you add a collaborator and then it goes on both your feeds. That's a great way to do it. You just need to be connecting with your community. Figuring out where do the people that I want to come in and book with me connection is driving me nuts that it keeps pausing. I don't even know what it records and what it doesn't. And so really think about like the type of client that you want in your space. Where do they spend their time, even outside of online? What kind of follow? And then go connect with those. And maybe you link up with like a local bakery and be like, do you want to do a giveaway together? Do you want to do something together? Can we do something that... And here's the thing about collaborations. And I want you guys to know this really clearly. Collaborations benefit... Let me say that again because it paused. Collaborations benefit both parties. And so you need to approach a place not to get what they can give you, but to show them what you can give them back, right? Facebook group too. Yeah. And engage with people. Yeah. It like goes across, not just Instagram, Facebook, whatever, wherever the people are. And that's the thing is like, if your ideal client, if the type of person that you want to come in isn't someone that's on social media, then use this in real life. Go out, food recommendations or things to do. They will see your name. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's the reality is it's like, it's more important to become a recognizable name, because if you just have great stuff, but like you're not connecting with anybody, it can start to feel standoffish. And I get that we're anxious, introverted people that like putting ourselves out there. But I will tell you, you will get, I almost guarantee it. I don't do a lot of guarantees in this world. But rather than spending tons of time creating content, you know, procrastinating planning by making pretty graphics in Canva, by editing this like big reel that you think is going to be so cool and whatever, put that time and energy into going and connecting with other local businesses, connecting with other locals, and just having them get to know you without even having to sell yourself. You don't even have to go and introduce yourself like, hey, I'm so-and-so and I provide this service. And like, if you're looking for someone, book with me. That will help down the line, but just spend the next, I challenge you, who's willing to take a challenge right now? Give me a yes in the comments. Because I challenge you for the next week, put a reminder on your phone daily, an alarm, and go and connect with at least 20 people a day. So each day of this week, you pick 20 new people, go find 20 new handles of local people you can connect with and go like write them down each day on a piece of paper, the handles, and go like and leave a comment on their stuff and just start like, hey, I'm in Calgary as well. Just want to come say hi. Don't do any promoting of yourself, just connecting. And then for a week, if it's every day for 7 days, if it's only 5 days a week, you decide what you can do. Only take 20 minutes a day to do this. And then next week, go back to the same people and do it again. And in 2 weeks' time, without even having to promote yourself, just being like introducing yourself or like leaving a comment, I love this or I love your style, like without having to invite people in, you might start to see what starts to happen. And then maybe in week three, go, hey, I know I've been kind of obsessing over your page for the last couple of weeks. Like you could shoot them a DM. I know it's like super random, but I just had to come say like, I think what you're doing is awesome. You seem like a really cool person, you know, local with a business, and I'm just trying to connect more with the community and I just wanted to come say hi, right? And that's a really great way you can come say, I'm just connecting with the community. I wanted to come say hi. I love what you're about. I love what you're doing and just got to come give you props and leave a comment. And that is like the best way, and it has to be genuine. Because doing the cold calls and being like, hey, you should come book in with me, it feels aggressive, it feels abrupt, and nobody likes to be told what to do. Right? Nobody likes to be told what to do. I can't tell you. I am like, reverse psychology works on me so well. Nobody wants to be told what to do. So you want to engage with people, meaning you want to connect with them. You want to make them feel good about themselves. And you want it to be genuine, not in a like shady type of way. Have it be genuine and then connect with them and just tell them you're just honestly looking to connect with other locals doing cool things. And maybe there's somebody, this is what I did. This is before influencer culture was a thing. I didn't even know what it was. I found a girl in Calgary before I even moved here. I found a girl, I connected with her. I'm like, hey, I'm moving and I would love to be able to do your hair. And I mean, I would just do it complimentary and with no expectation attached to it. But if you did love it, I would love if you shared it with other people. And she was awesome. She had really great style. She was like the type of client that I wanted to come in. And she had a good audience. So I knew that would be a good connection. So don't be scared. I'm not big on, you know, I'm not about emotional discounting out of fear, but I'm all about connecting with the right people, being genuine, being a person of integrity, giving an opportunity and just connect with them. And then if you want, be like, offer them a complimentary service. Hey, would you like to come in for a complimentary blowout? Or I've got this, you know, hair painting was like very, very new in 2014 and I was diving deep into it. And I offered her a complimentary cut and color. And I was like, and if you feel like it aligns, there was no obligation. If you feel like it aligns, I'd love for you to post about it. I'm going to post about a contest I'm having. If you want to refer to it, great. I put no expectation. Nobody likes to be told what to do. And so when you're going and connecting, don't stop worrying about posting. And I would even challenge you, and I know this goes against a lot of social media teaching, challenge you, don't even post for the next 2 weeks. Just focus on connecting with people. Did you say that you offered it complimentary? I'm washing dishes. Yes, I offered a complimentary service to a girl that I was like, this is my ideal client. This is who I'd want to connect with, as well as I knew she had a good following. And I checked her following because that's back when a lot of people were paying for followings and it was fake followings. I went through her followers and I was like, yes, she has followers of the type of people I would want to connect with. Because here's the other thing. And I don't think this is so much a big thing right now, but in like 2016, there was a lot of people wanting to become influencers because that was like on the rise. And all their followers were other people wanting to be influencers. And then they had this commitment to like comment and engage with just each of their posts so that they looked like they had a bigger following and they looked like they had good engagement, but it really wasn't authentic. And so if you're going to go connect with someone, make sure they're following or people, like if they're going to post about you, you want to make sure the people they're posting to are people that would be your ideal client. Is that helpful to you guys this morning? That was a quick one, but I just want you to know that you can get new clients on Instagram without having to post all the time. Don't stop worrying about hashtags. Stop worrying about reels. Let this just be a deep sigh of relief. You can do those things later if you want to, or do one once a week. But honestly, spend that time and mental energy on going and connecting with people. Yeah, and Drianna, I mentioned her earlier this week. The local business I connected with, we traded. I give her a free blowout and she made me a homemade candle. And now she's going to be a color client. I love that. Ash says, yes, the motivation I needed this morning. I love it, Brandy. Bree, yes, helpful. Thank you, Dawn. I was on your live yesterday and right after I went and commented on a bunch of posts. I love that. So if you guys want to go more in depth with this with me, I have my client building bundle. Go to dawnbradley.com/clients. Go get the client building bundle. It's over $500 worth of education in there. You can binge it in just a couple hours and it's going to help give you the motivation and mindset that you need in order to put yourself out there. And it's an agnostic program where it's not just social media. It's not just in person. You can use it across the board. And when you get the client building bundle, you get to join my stress-free community Facebook group where you can go leave questions and comments for other people to collaborate and brainstorm with you. So dawnbradley.com/clients, go grab it right now. Go get fully booked in 12 weeks. If I can do it, I'm shy, anxious, awkward, small town girl, moved to a big city, didn't know anyone. If I can do it, you totally can do it. And you can probably do it faster than me. So dawnbradley.com/clients, and then tell me about it. Go get the client building bundle, join the stress-free community Facebook group, and then tell me about it, okay? You guys are awesome. Have a great day. Remember, I go live weekday mornings, 8 a.m.-ish. It's been around 8:30 lately. I should probably just change it to 8:30-ish here on Instagram. Come live. And if you're listening to this on The Anxious Creative, come over to Instagram at Dawn Bradley Hair. Connect with me here. And if you guys missed any of this and you're just signing on to it now, you can go over to The Anxious Creative Podcast and listen to these episodes the next day. They're up podcast. You guys are amazing. You've already got what it takes. You're fully capable of achieving all the goals you want. Let me be the guide to help push you, challenge you, and bring that confidence out in you. But don't lose your weirdness. Stay weird, friend, and I'll see you here same time, same place. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast and Business Breakfast Embedded. Like I said, I would love for you to join me live on Instagram every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, and get your questions answered directly from me. It's so fun and it's super cash, and I'm always in my bedhead, usually in my PJs, and we have the best time. And if you enjoyed this episode, let's spread the love and share it with a friend, a coworker, or a family member. Make sure to like and subscribe to get this out to more people. And if you didn't know, I have monthly contests, and all you got to do to win some awesome prizes and merch, and who knows, I think the prizes are going to get better as we go, just leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. That's a huge help for me, and I want to be able to honor you and reward you by putting your name into the contest. The winner is announced the first Monday of every month, and I'm so excited because I hope you win next. So go leave a review wherever you're listening to this. And until the next episode, stay weird, friend.